This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Story number three in our honestly unplanned theme day of Now What is of Hollywood in the news that a whole lot of writers here have parted ways with their agents. The proximate cause, at least in part, was agencies packaging writers and actors and producers and selling those deals to studios without necessarily passing a fair share of the proceeds along to the talent, as it were. For television writers in particular, the timing is terrible. Spring is hiring season, when networks staff up their new and returning sitcoms and dramas for the fall. Now, it's never great to be without an agent in Hollywood most of the time, but this could be an opportune time to be a smaller, independent agency, in particular, one that's willing to go along with the Writers Guild's new requirements. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Getting a script in front of a production studio is a struggle for Joaquin Sahagún. He runs a small agency called Avail Talent and represents 10 writers. He says even last week, he shopped around a screenplay to a bunch of studios.
And the answer they gave me is we only work with people we know.
Avail is now one of a handful of agencies that's agreed to stop the practice of packaging and limit commissions to 10%. With the dispute between writers and big agencies like UTA and CAA in full effect, he's now hearing from writers who've had to fire their agents.
I already got a couple of emails in that regard.
Smaller agencies like his can give clients more personalized attention, but they don't have the connections that big agencies do. Lizelle Brandt is an entertainment lawyer.
A lot of the smaller agencies just don't have the capital, the clients to even do the total package, even if they wanted to.
Even under normal circumstances, finding a new agent is already challenging because the relationship between talent and agent is so close, says Cynthia Littleton at Variety.
The role of a talent agent is part matchmaker, part job scout, part editor, part sounding board, particularly for writers.
She says writers are holding out hope that the standoff will resolve itself in the next few weeks, and that many will rehire their agents when that happens. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.